I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But most of all, we like self-care.
Self-care.
For yourself.
For yourself.
If you don't know by now, now you know.
Now you know.
So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I went to Arvada. I met one of my friends who moved there.
What were you doing in Arvada? You didn't come say hi.
Well, it was Saturday morning last
week.
Well,
thank God. Never mind.
Yeah. So she invited me to this like yoga in the park thing. And so we did yoga in the park. And then afterwards, she had to leave because she had like a lash appointment or something. And so I was like, well, I drove all the way down here. I want to get like a coffee at like a cute little shop in downtown Arvada.
Did you go to Old Town Arvada?
Yeah. So it was like right in Old Town. So I went to this place called, I think it was like Bluegrass Bourbon and Coffee.
I haven't looked around Arvada yet. I probably need to.
Yeah. So they sell bourbon and coffee. It was really good. I got like a cold brew. And then on my way.
With bourbon in it?
No. It was like,
were you there to party?
No. And then on my way to the coffee shop, I stopped at this cute little boutique. It was called Carly's Boutique. And they had all these cute little clothes and
did you like, get anything?
Random shit. Yeah. I got this like jumpsuit situation and it's like bell bottoms and it's like this cute pattern of floral and it's like all my colors. It's like
it sounds like you.
Purple and turquoise and pink and yellow. So it's really cute. So, yeah, it was just, like, kind of a nice little, like, me moment for 2 hours.
That is nice, though.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Arvada is so far.
It was, like, 30 minutes. But I also took, Wadsworth the whole way.
I go there during, like, rush
is,
hour,
like,
so.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But I was also, no, like, I don't have time to, you know, I don't.
Ain't nobody got time to figure out this navigation.
Right. And I don't want to drive on I-70, so that was why.
I hate I-70.
Yeah,
I take it every day.
What did you do?
Keith and I just went to Beach View Sandy Water to Wet.
Nice.
Which was like
Tell
really
us
fun.
What that is.
So it's another podcast and they just do reviews, like 1-star reviews. Which fun fact about me is I used to tell people like back in the day, I'm like, if you ever need entertainment, just go read 1-star reviews of like old literature. Or like national parks because
oh
people
God.
Are like
national
the animals
parks.
The
it's
animals
too
were
animally here like yeah it's a fucking national park you dumb
yeah people are like it's really dark it's like it's fucking outside like what do you expect
like this isn't
do you
a
want
city.
The park rangers to figure out the moon situation
right they're like actually my allergies were really acting up so 1-star like okay.
Well, when we went to Fort Collins, my allergies were, like, killing me. Do you remember I sent you guys that picture where I looked like I had a disease? Yeah. Could you imagine me writing a 1-star review about the hotel? Like, this is what I looked like when I went to the hotel.
It's like, okay, it's out of our control.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. But anyways.
So they just, like, read the 1-star reviews of, like, anything? Or
yes.
Is it...
Okay, so do you remember on the 4th of July, I had you read a review on that 32nd Avenue Books? The one that is totally a drug front?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I meant to send that to them, be like, explore this place. And so Christine was like, so there's this place called 32nd Avenue Books, and I fell into the rabbit hole. And she read a shit ton of reviews, and it was just really funny. She's like, what is this place? And everyone was like, we all don't know.
That's so crazy. So where is, like, obviously it's on 32nd, but like,
can we please go? Just so we have a, it's like, I don't know where it is. It's probably, like, in the vicinity of downtown.
Hmm.
But basically, like, when you go in, you're not allowed to look around. You just have to, like, go in there. and get what you need, but they only have one of everything.
How do you know what you need if you don't look around?
That's what's fucking weird.
Like, what?
No, you can't look around. You just have to go in and get what you want and leave.
People are so weird. Like, I can't.
And they're like, you're not supposed to look at your, like, phone, which I get.
What?
Well, I get because, like, they're like, I mean, you can't tell people not to use their phones. Because some people have a book list. Yeah. But they're, like, making sure they're not looking at Amazon. And it's like, okay.
To, like, compare prices?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I've done that. I'm an asshole. I'm.
I mean, I'm trying to get the best deal. Like,
the only time I didn't look at prices is when I went to Barnes & Noble to buy Brittany's book. Because I was like, I need it today. I need it now.
Right.
And I sat down and read that in one sitting. That was the most insane thing I've done. But yeah. So that's my self-care. It was really fun. Keith really enjoyed it.
Nice.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
Okay. So I'm kind of on a kick. Okay. And like next week, I'm going to be on this kick again.
Uh-huh.
I've been kind of getting into the disappearances of, like,
oh, like mysterious disappearances
of like teenage boys, ironically. Right?
So weird.
So
there's a lot of them, and it's strange that they just seem to like vanish into nowhere.
And there's no explanation for any of it.
Yeah. Like nothing makes sense.
So, and a lot of these get confused too. So that's why I want to go through them. So the week before that, I did the disappearance of Brian Schaefer. Brian Schaefer. Thank you. And then there's one called Brandon Swanson, which ironically is BS also.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, so I don't know how many weeks I'm going to do this, but I got a few that I'm like, these are, because I think a lot of people are like, oh yeah, he disappeared. Even you and me were doing that on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I kind of told you this, so.
Okay.
But next week I already have one like lined up. So. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, I'm doing the disappearance of Brandon Swanson, and he's pretty much our age.
Oh,
I mean, okay. He's a year older than you.
This was the redhead one, right?
No.
Okay.
That's next week.
Oh, okay.
But no, because we thought it was. But okay. Yeah, no, yeah. I looked him up. That. So don't do any redheads when you do your research. All right. So Brandon Swanson. So Brandon was born January 30th, 1989. We also thought he was the one with the red hair. So, like, I messed up and I was like, oh, and I figured out who it was. And I was like, okay, next week.
Okay.
So he was born January 30th, 1989. Great year. He was a student at Minnesota West Community and Technical College in Canby. And he was learning to be an engineer for wind turbines.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I know they have some in Colorado, like if,
oh yeah,
like in the north, like Front Range. But I used to live in South Dakota. We all know that. It's old news. But for a Killers concert and just for fun, I would drive to Minneapolis, the Twin Cities.
Mm.
And when you were going there, it was like a 4-hour drive from where I was living. There were wind turbines everywhere. And this is based in Minnesota, too. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, they have some in Colorado, but, like, there,
it's, like, way more prevalent.
Oh, my God, so prevalent. There's, like, millions of them. And, you know, it's kind of important because it's, like, renewable energy.
Oh, for sure.
So, and he was really into renewable energy, which I think is, I think we became more renewable energy probably, like, in 2008. I don't think it was as prevalent as it is now.
Sure.
So I feel like maybe he was a little bit ahead of his time in that, knowing that these were important. But yeah, he was studying to be an engineer for wind turbines. And he was also a huge, I don't know if he was as big of a fan as you are of baseball, but he was a fan of Minnesota Twins fan. I was like, I don't know if he likes baseball as much as Danae does.
You know I love baseball so much.
I was laughing when I was thinking about that. I was like, I'm just going to lie and say Danae's a huge baseball fan.
I love sports of all kinds.
I do love going to Rockies games, though.
I fucking hate going to Rockies games. I'm sorry. I'm going
to
say
if you get
it.
To eat, I no, don't pay dude, attention to it. I'm
fucking
never
hot. Like, no thank you. I don't want to, like, sit and cook in the sun and eat mid-pretzel hot dogs that aren't even cooked all the way. Like,
oh, you're doing
for
it wrong.
$20.
You go to night games.
Oh, well, everyone that I've been to has been a fucking day game. And I'm okay. Like, is this over yet? Like, God damn, I'm melting.
We're going to play a game called, you're going to go to a Rockies game with Kim. And you're going to have.
I hate baseball.
I do too.
So boring.
We're not going to watch baseball. We're going to be seen.
You know what I will do?
What?
If the Savannah Bananas ever come to Colorado.
The fuck is that?
You haven't seen the Savannah Bananas?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh my god. Dude, it's like basically like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. And they do like TikTok dances and silly shit.
Do they wear like crazy clothes?
No, they wear like yellow uniforms.
I think I've seen.
You've probably seen them on like TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's hilarious and I love them. And they're like kind of hot, like not gonna lie.
I mean, you won me right there.
But I don't think they come to Colorado.
I mean, you never know.
I checked.
I looked into this. You know me in baseball.
You
I
know
looked into
me
it, obviously.
Passion for baseball.
But anyways, so he was a minute. So that's a long about wait, but we are going to a Rockies game and we'll go at night and it'll be really fun and you and me will go. Oh my god, you're gonna love it.
I
hate
will
it.
Bet you but, money I won't.
Okay, well, we're gonna have fun. Oh, also, side note, sorry, this is way off. Yeah. I had Danae finally watch Tall Hot Blonde.
Oh yeah.
Thoughts?
Amazing.
Thank you.
Glorious. That was one of my top episodes of yours that I loved.
I know, but isn't the movie
But
like,
the movie was good.
Well,
was...
for like a Lifetime movie, obviously you have to have like your standards
yeah.
of Lifetime.
Oh, it's great.
But it's so entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. On 4th of July, I was like, we're watching it, and Stephen and Keith were like, fucking why? And we're like, because we've discussed this on the podcast so many times, and we're finally doing it. Now you can, like, I don't know.
Now I can say I've seen it.
We're going to watch more. It's going to happen. Anyways, so, sorry.
Anyways, Minneapolis. He loves baseball. What are they called? The Twins?
The Twin City. They're Twins. The Twins. But they're called the Twins because St. Paul and Minneapolis are, like, in one area, so they call them the Twin Cities.
Sure. My MySpace boyfriend was from Minneapolis.
That's
I think he was from St. Paul.
The first time I saw the Killers was in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. So, like, fuck.
So, like, it holds a special place in both our hearts. I'm just kidding.
Not for me. Especially yours.
Not for me.
No, but, like, honestly, it was really fun. And, like, I had to go to the Mall of America because the Mall of America,
I mean,
like, it's a, you have to
you
go
have
see
to
it.
If you're there, right?
It is. I don't like the mall, but that was actually really fun.
Okay. There's like, a roller coaster in
yes,
there?
And they have, like, all these crazy restaurants.
I wonder how Mall of America is doing now that Amazon is around.
What was weird for me is I would walk through and, like, I went to some stores that, like, you know the stores where you're like, oh, I have to go there. Because there's not, well, yeah, obviously. No, I'm just kidding. There was no Spencer's. There was like 4 Victoria's Secret.
Why are there 4?
I don't fucking know. I was like, that's.
Do they have different shit?
Well, because I kept walking and it's not like a circle. Maybe it is. Let us know if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But basically, like, I would walk and there's like, I counted, and I might be exaggerating. There might be like 3, but it felt like I passed by 4. And there was like, you know that.
I'm exaggerating by 1.
But you know that, like, hat company called Lids?
Oh, God, yeah.
They had, like, no joke, 6 of those. Hold on. And they had a cheese store for
well,
the Green
Bay
Packers.
You have to have cheese. I bet it was so good, too. You wouldn't know because you can't eat
cheese. Like,
but...
I'm just looking at you.
Bummer.
It's honestly, it's fine. It's, can't miss what you haven't had.
True.
Right. So... we are in Minnesota. I've set it up. I don't know when in relation to where in Minneapolis this is. But anyway, so the night in question was around May 14th, 2008. Think about it. You and me are about to graduate this time, too.
High school.
Memories. Friendship. And Brandon had left his parents' house at around 6 p.m. He was living with his parents to save money because he was going to school around that area. And I just want to reiterate, he would drive the same roads every day. This will be important later, and I'll reiterate it when it's important. But he would drive the same roads to get
to
school every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and I'll tell you why that's important, but it's just something to kind of keep in the back of your mind. Okay, so that night, Brandon had hit up 2 parties in celebration of the end of the spring semester or some graduation parties. It's not entirely clear, but he was done with his first year of school.
His first year of college?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and he had plans, and that's also important to say, is like he had plans to do a 4-year, you know, he was being an engineer.
Yeah, right.
And there's a lot of schooling.
He grew up.
Exactly, and there's just a lot of schooling in that just because it's important and you need to kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, but he was done with like 1 year, and one of the parties was in Canby near his school, and the other was in Marshall, which is kind of close to where he lived.
Okay.
And the two parties were about 40 minutes away from each other. And people have said Brandon didn't seem intoxicated. He was underage. But who knows? And when I get into the rut of the story, I personally think he was a lot more intoxicated than he let on. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Okay. But a lot of people were like, no, he's fine. And I also don't think kids pay attention, you know, underage kids pay attention to that. And or, you know, even think about like people driving, because at 18, 19, you don't really, you're like learning about alcohol. So you're not like paying attention to what your friends are doing, you know?
Yeah. You're not looking for like the telltale signs.
Yeah. So
it's all kind of new.
Because now we can be like, they shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
Because we're like also in our 30s. And, right. Like, you know, none of us are really drinking that much. But anyway, so I don't think a lot of people were paying attention either because they didn't probably know. And at one of the parties, not exactly sure which one, he took a shot. There's a lot of different accounts at which happened where, if he went to the Camby one first, the Marshall one first. Like, it's just kind of convoluted.
Right. Either so, way, he went to both parties.
Yeah.
Does it really matter which one was first?
Sort of, but sort of not.
Yeah.
Because it's just the whole situation's weird. But just all of my sources had differing accounts of kind of what was happening. So I'm pulling that together.
Okay.
But yeah, he had a shot of whiskey at one of the parties and, he was headed home sometime between 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
No, that's a big time frame.
Big window.
Okay.
People are saying most of the accounts were thinking like around midnight to one, but some were like, he wasn't seen.
Sure.
And you know, if you're drinking with friends, it's kind of hard
to keep
a detailed.
Well, you're not looking at the clock either. You're not being like, at 10 p.m., we had one shot of whiskey. Like, one shot?
Like, what are you doing?
What?
And also, that shot of whiskey?
Ugh. And from 10 to 1, like, having one shot, you're not going to be, like, fucked up that whole time. You might feel a little, like, buzz.
That's the only one that was like paid attention to.
Okay, so he could have also been sneaking shots or just
taking
shots and no one really cared.
Didn't we all have a shitty boyfriend who would go get you a drink and then he'd take three shots by himself?
No.
Oh, okay. I did.
I had a boyfriend who,
and people would be like, your man's
opiates.
Took three shots. And I
your
was like,
your man's has a problem.
Yeah, not Keith, by the way. I mean, maybe Keith, but no one's ever been like...
Yeah, Keith's not really a sneaker offer like that.
Yeah, no, he would take, like, three shots of whiskey, like, here's a drink, and I'm like, are you drunk? He's like, you saw me only had one beer. I'm like, okay. You were gone for 5 minutes. Like,
sir.
Okay.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
Yeah, seriously.
God.
So anyways, so probably around one, who knows just what I'm reporting.
Okay.
So at around 2 a.m., 1:30, Brandon had called his parents... Because he was fine. The car was fine, but he had high-centered it in a ditch. And the car, he had high-centered it in a ditch, and the car was stuck.
Okay.
So, high-centered, I mean, have you ever seen, like, a dog crawl under another dog, and then they stand up all the way, and the dog's like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen Georgia do it to Jonesy before, and vice versa. So, he did try to call friends, but no one had answered him, and he finally was like, okay, fine.
I'll call my parents. Last resort.
And people were wondering if he called his parents right away or if he waited a little bit to sober up, maybe.
Let's be for fucking real. He probably waited a little bit and sobered up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So they're going to be like, how did you do this? He'll be like... It's some freak accident.
It's so crazy.
I'm certainly not drunk.
I mean, that's also where I'm like, but you drove into a ditch?
Yeah, like...
Like, I'm glad the car's not damaged. I'm glad you're okay, but like...
Yeah.
Not really driving into ditches too much these
days. Yeah, you're not just like driving into ditches when you're fucking sober.
So, he was also like on back roads. Think about this. When I was saying he would go to school, he would take the highways, but he was taking back roads.
Drunk.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like, everyone knows that.
Yeah, you're not going to take the busy roads if you're, like...
Yeah. There's more chance of getting caught by a cop.
It wasn't confirmed, and maybe it is, because, again, differing accounts, he had a DUI.
Oh, shit.
And he's 19.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not good. You can't have another one of those.
Yeah.
You're fucked if you do.
And I don't know if he did or not. It was just, like, he had a DUI, and then some were, like, he just got in trouble. So it was just kind of, like,
either
I
way,
think he was being careful.
Yeah, he's trying to be
extra
careful.
PSA, if you've been drinking, it's better to just wait before you drive.
Like, and this is before Ubers too. So like, yeah, you kind of were just like, well, I could either stay here and sober up or go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he was taking back roads, and it's kind of funny because people were like, well, maybe that's why. And I'm like, you take back roads probably when you've been drinking.
To avoid cops. Yeah. I was going to ask, do you know, like, in these back road areas, is it like rural back roads where there's like no lights, or is it like...
I'll get to that.
Okay.
That is important. No, okay. That's a very important part you ask. But he told them he was between Marshall and Lind, which... I've looked at maps, and if he was coming from Cambie or Marshall, like, that's why I'm like, their accounts, Lynn didn't make sense.
Okay.
Because it wasn't, like, so the area.
Potentially lost or just completely off track?
Potentially lost. Keep that in your mind, yes. And it just, the route of going to Cambie or being a Marshall, being near Lynn didn't make sense.
So, like, Cambie and Marshall are, like, sequential, kind of like, if you
diagonal, okay, yes, but it just,
but then Lind is just like off somewhere random,
yeah,
not on the way to either of those places.
It didn't really seem like it.
Okay.
And I'll try to include maps of that, but it just, what all the accounts are kind of like, where, like, he was,
why are you here?
Didn't make sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was kind of the consensus across,
and
the
this
accounts.
Is also, like, keep in mind, 2008. This is before we had GPS on our phones.
This is when we were printing out directions.
MapQuest, and you know, yeah, damn well, I got so fucking lost all the time.
I told you the story where I almost got lost tipsy. I was going to a Thrice concert in Colorado Springs.
Ugh, Colorado Springs. Yeah, so you're like a little tipsy. You're taking some back roads. You think you know where you are. You can't check because where's your printed directions?
Okay, my next sentence,
they're on the floor.
Brandon... Something that was important that I mentioned at the beginning, Brandon drove these roads all the time for school.
Okay, so he knows them.
You would think, You would think, yeah.
But also if you're drunk.
The conclusion you come to is correct. He should know where he is.
He should know where he is.
He lived there all his life. You would think he would know back roads.
Hmm.
So he knew the roads really, really well. And his parents knew the roads well too.
Okay.
And he told them where he was, and his dad knew exactly which spot he was at, which is close to like 10 minutes away from the house.
Oh, that's not far.
So both his parents hopped in the car, drove to the spot, and didn't see Brandon or his car. And he was still on the phone with him. So they were like,
oh,
and they were like honking their horn, and Brandon's like, flashing, I don't hear you, flashing their brights, and he's
so
like, I don't
see,
he has no
idea
you.
Where he is.
Mm-hmm. And he was getting so frustrated to the point where he like hung up on his mom. He's like, where the fuck are you? And then he was in his car. He was waiting for them in his car. And he was flashing his brights and also honking his horn. And they didn't see him.
And you can't drop a pin.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just irritated. I mean, and
so
also...
He has no idea where he is then. He thinks he's somewhere, but he's not obviously there.
Ideally, he should have known where he is. Like, this isn't... But they didn't feel like he was in any danger, especially if he's just hanging up on his mom out of frustration.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that if you're in danger.
He's being a little attitude-y.
And they just couldn't find him. And there was a bar, like a hometown bar that was close. And Brandon's like, you know what? I'm just going to walk to that bar. It's about a 10-minute walk from where I am. So in some accounts, his dad was like, well, I'm just going to drive your mom home so somebody's at least at home.
Okay.
And we can communicate.
So when you get home.
Yeah. But also, like, I've heard the mom was with the dad, so I'm not exactly sure. So he's like, oh, I'm going to drive your mom home and then I'll, like, come back, whatever.
Okay.
So he wasn't at the bar. But he's still on the phone with his dad.
Did he say he made it to the bar?
No. He's on the phone.
He said he's still walking there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So a question you asked earlier was, is it rural? And the area where the bar is pretty rural.
Okay.
But he's saying he's walking across the field. He's like, I'm going to cross this field to go to the bar. His dad's kind of like, what do you mean?
Wait, the bar is not in a rural area, or it is?
The bar is, but what Brandon was on the phone with his dad talking about is he's like, I'm going to cross this field. And his dad's kind of like, there's no fields. Like, what are you talking about? Brandon's like, I'm going to cross the field. I'm just going to shortcut through this field to get to the bar. And his dad's like, what do you mean there's no field near this bar? Okay. So he's just like...
So are, like, farms surrounding the bar? Like,
yes.
What's surrounding the
it
bar?
It sounds... It's not clear what's surrounding the bar, or the bar kind of sounds like maybe forest. but like where he's at sounds like it's more farmland.
Oh, okay. That's so what his I dad's was thinking, kind of like rural, yeah, in that kind of sense.
So it's rural, but the bar doesn't seem like it's covered. Is it near a field is what it looks like in the pictures too.
Okay.
So his dad's like, where the fuck is he? Like there's no field he's gonna cut across. And then he also said he could hear running water.
So he's near a stream or a river?
A river. And his dad's also like,
there's not a what? River near here?
There's a river that's near there, but not enough that he should be hearing the water.
Okay.
So they're kind of like...
So he's like, you have no idea where you are.
Yeah. So he's just like complaining to his dad, like, God, I don't know where the fuck I'm going, but like complaining. Yeah, we know. And then all of a sudden, he said, oh shit. But, and then the phone just, it didn't cut out. It just...
like
he stopped talking
away, as if like he dropped it and then he couldn't hear anything.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
he fell in the river.
But what the context is, and he didn't hear running water.
Okay. I was like, did he hear like a splash? Did he hear like a struggle?
Nothing. He just heard oh shit. But also we don't know if he said oh shit or ah shit,
right?
Because there's a difference,
right?
There's like, oh, I cut my leg, ah shit. Or, like, something happened. Oh, shit.
Hmm.
And that's the last they heard from their son.
Aliens.
There you go. Thanks for listening to us this week, guys. We really appreciate you. So, they just heard him say, oh, shit. And then...
And he was just like, gone? Did they find his cell phone ever?
They never found his cell phone. But let me get into the theories.
Okay.
So, they ended up going to the parking lot still because his dad didn't think much of it. They thought maybe his phone died, whatever. And they ended up searching for him all night because they're like, he knows the area where he's at. And they searched, and they even, some sources say they were able to get into contact with his friends and his friends helped search.
Mm-hmm.
Other sources say it was just like the parents. And again, that's why it's unclear if his mom was there or not, because, like, they were searching till 6 a.m., so...
Okay. Well, I'm sure either way, after a certain point, more people got involved in the search.
Anyways. And at 6 a.m., hair tie went flying. At 6 a.m., they decided to go to the police, because they're like, this is weird.
It's been too
long. Keep in mind, he knows this area. He grew up going through this area. So he ideally should have known where he was.
And it sounds, at least, like, from how you're telling it, like, it doesn't sound like they were like, he's drunk. You know, like, by the way he was talking.
They said he didn't sound drunk. Know, he just sounded tired and frustrated.
You can kind of, like, tell when people are, like, you know, on one. But
yeah,
for them to kind of be like, yeah, he's just kind of, like, frustrated, like, that's totally different.
And that's normal.
Like, yeah. Like, you've lost.
I've been so mean to my mom sometimes. And I'm like, ew, why was I so mean to her? Because I was frustrated. So, at first, the police were like, he's 19. He's going to go missing. That's his right. He's an adult.
The circumstances say otherwise, but sure. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yes, I call my parents when things are going really well, asking them to pick me up.
Right? Like, what?
So they even said that. They're like, well, he called us. And they were like, yeah, well, he's 19. He's of age. And they were like, oh, so fucking gay. Yeah. So, and I don't know if the parents convinced the cops or what happened, but later that day they did start helping them.
Okay.
And they brought in search dogs because, like, this is fucking weird. This isn't just some kid who's visiting the countryside. And, you know, anyways. So... a few days pass, they couldn't find anything, and a few days pass, and they find his car 30 miles away from where he thought he was.
Okay, yeah. He had no idea where he was.
Weird.
And was it actually, what did you call it, high plane?
High-centered.
High-centered in a ditch?
They don't discuss that, but probably. Okay. Like, it wasn't moved.
Okay.
Huh. What was strange
is he was so far off base.
Why was he so far off base? He knew that area.
I don't know, but sometimes when it's dark and
that's why I think maybe he was drunk or on drugs.
Yeah.
Because he's taking the back roads, which a direct route would have been taking the highway.
Sure.
So that's where I'm like, maybe he didn't sound drunk, but, and I don't know, and this is just my opinion. I think he might have been on drugs or drinking because
prior to calling his parents, right?
Exactly. Because, like, first off, he doesn't
know. How did
you
get lost?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, first off, he doesn't know where he is, and he's taken these roads. Ideally, yeah. He should have known where he is.
I kind of agree with that.
And
I
feel he's like taking the back roads, too.
He took a wrong turn. He did something because he wasn't paying attention, whatever.
Maybe not in his right mind, either.
And then realizes he's lost, thinks he knows where he is, because it all probably all looks a fucking same if you're taking back roads.
Yeah.
And then is, like, calling his parents after he's sobered up a little bit. And they're like, what are you talking about? This is not where you are.
Like, a lot of the signs, a lot of people were like, he's not drunk. But I'm opinion-based. I think he might have been maybe not intoxicated, but high in some way. Just because it doesn't make sense that he, because that's why I said at the beginning, he drove these roads all the time to go to school.
I think he just took a wrong turn or something.
Yeah.
And got confused
as to where he was.
Whatever, mistakes can happen. That's crazy. So he's 30 miles. That's a long ways, though.
Yeah, that's not like it's like down the road. Not
like 10 minutes out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, that's like pretty far.
100%.
Okay. So,
like, I know my cabin, but there's been some times where I forget, so, like, certain bends.
Sure.
And like a mile away from where he said he was. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, but 30
miles? 30 miles? Like, you must have taken, like, that's where I'm like, I think he might have been a little bit intoxicated.
Yeah, something was up.
Yeah. So they started a blog and over 100 people searched all the time.
Aww.
And yeah, the police decided to help. They brought dogs. And what was really strange is one of the dogs jumped in the river.
Okay.
And then went down and then jumped out.
Hmm. Like, was smelling as if he, like,
jumped
fell
in the river
in and then
jumped out immediately. Yeah.
Weird.
So that's strange, too.
And he would be, if he did do that, he would be, like, in a field or on the banks or, you know, like,
yeah.
They would have found him.
And something else I forgot to add is he was legally blind in one eye and they found his glasses.
Oh, no.
So one of the contexts for one of the one of the sources, Morbid, they talked about it and then they gave it a week. And one girl said that when you're legally blind in an eye, sometimes, you know, when you're drunk and you close one eye because everything's spinning.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you take off your glasses, it's the same thing.
Sure.
And so,
I'm sure maybe that
so somebody said you can sometimes see better at night when you take off your glasses, even if you're legally blind. So that's something.
Just closing your one legally blind eye and using your strong eye?
Yeah.
Huh.
So they said the doors were open and people were like, does that mean unlocked or like physically open? Unsecured means unlocked,
right.
But open is open.
They were like ajar.
Mm-hmm. So his door.
That's
so
weird.
If he's just searching around, why are his doors open?
No, that's super weird, right?
That's really weird.
Like, I feel like you would be like, because if it sounds like he, at this point, when he's talking to his parents, he's like, I'm going to do this. Like, he's of sound mind. Why would you, like, get out of your car
and leave
not
the door
close
open.
The door and, like, go on your trek?
I've gotten out to get my
because
mail and I've closed the
die
door.
When
yes.
The light is on.
Yes.
What?
I've closed my door and I'm getting the mail
so
before.
So was he like, but he didn't sound like he was in a hurry or like in distress.
No, because he hung up on his mom. Think about that too. If you're in distress,
dude,
even if you're frustrated with somebody, you're not hanging up the phone.
I still think aliens. I think they abducted him. I think they, laser beamed him up.
At this point, anything's possible. All right. So a few theories, like you and me are kind of theorizing here. But one of the theories was, because he said, oh, shit, but we don't know if it was, oh, shit, or, ah, shit.
It's when they beamed him up.
I mean, you don't have enough time to talk
when it's
you're being
probably,
beamed up.
Oh, shit, and then the beam came down, and then he was, like, zapped up.
But wouldn't they hear the zap?
I don't know. Do they? How high-tech are the aliens?
Nay, you're just thinking like an investigator here. So there's a theory that he stumbled upon something he shouldn't have. Like, maybe a drug
aliens.
Deal. And he said, oh, shit. And, like...
Who's just doing a drug deal in the middle of fucking a field?
They're thinking of theories here.
Okay, sorry. I feel like that's a fucking...
No, it's weird.
That's... I hate that
But
theory.
Also him being 30 miles off is weird, too. And thinking
Super
he's
weird.
In the same... So
but
I'm
who's
saying...
Who's just in a field being like, you got the goods? Like, what?
I've seen so many drug deals happening near the park, near our house
yeah,
at night.
Like parking lots.
But who knows?
In a field.
But he could have also stumbled upon a wheat field. Like a pot farm. That's possible too.
Was there a pot farm around there?
They couldn't, they don't know what was around there because they couldn't find, so they don't know exactly where he was.
Oh, I thought they searched it though.
They searched
it. Searched the, like, the around the car kind of thing, you know?
They did, but they couldn't find anything.
Okay, so maybe he went off in some random direction and there was a pot field.
So another idea was that he had a concussion. Minnesota. He had a concussion.
Okay.
And maybe just
he's just confused.
Because he did get into an accident, kind of. So they're thinking maybe he hit his head. Maybe he hit his
head accidentally.
And that's why he was in the wrong spot, because he didn't know where he was. And that's why he was
adamant, like, he really thought he was in the right place.
Yeah.
Huh. But they would have found his body. Exactly. They would have found any sort of evidence of him, like, literally anywhere. Like, why is he just vanishing into fucking thin air? And I'm wondering
if there's a concussion, he thought he saw his parents, and he, like, was like, oh shit, dropped his phone, and then because he thought he saw them, and he's out of it because he got a concussion and just gets in there. But they never found his phone either.
Right. And then, so you said that there was a river sort of near the bar where he thought he was.
But
did that river continue? Was that the same river or maybe a different river that was around?
They think sort of it's the same river, but it's not entirely clear. There is a river that's near the bar, but not like close enough in walking distance, but he was next to the river.
And this is remember spring.
The dogs jumped in. It's very cold in Minnesota. It's 40 yeah. degrees. So
and is it like a roaring river? Like is it like if someone fell in, they would like probably drown? You
know,
kind of
I don't, or is it like I don't know. And okay. that is one of the theories that he drowned.
Right.
But again, they would
still find his body.
Or his phone too.
Or something.
Yeah, they found his glasses and his car, and that's about it. They never found his car keys either.
Weird.
So another theory was he was hit by a car, maybe, and the driver could have hit him. It was like
a hit and run.
Fuck!
Shoved him in the trunk. Yeah, and that's like, what he could
have said, oh, shit, about. And they were like, you know, and it could have been like a person that didn't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. But he was walking through a field, though, according to him.
Yeah.
Also, he was all sorts of turned around, but...
But he could have been hit by a car, and the person, like, wanted to hide him.
Sure.
Another big theory was it was 40 degrees. So what could have happened was he could have gone into hypothermia.
Right.
There was farms all around there. He could have gone into a field and died.
And pigs ate him.
Or farm equipment went over him.
You would know if you ran over a body. Mm-mm.
No, there's...
If you're
there's,
a farmer, let us know. I feel like you would fucking know if you were like... like
no, a few farmers had killed people by accident in that area. And the you can't fuck? Tell because the equipment's really loud. And before you actually... Like, corn stalks and stuff, like, you can...
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you can't really, like, see the ground.
Yeah, and that's, like, when the corn, ew. Like, when you're maintaining it. But, and they think...
Wouldn't they still have found remains, though? They would have found, like... With the car body.
Theory, same with the car theory, maybe a farmer did find remains and they freaked out.
Oh, fed it to the pigs.
Fed it to the pigs, a la Robert Picton style, yeah. Or hid the body because they were like, fuck, they I don't know like, what to do.
Oh no, here's a random child.
Yes, because he could have gone to hypothermia.
Oh my god.
So okay,
that seems a little bit more likely. But I'm sure they interviewed all the farmers and shit. Like,
here's where I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Some they did not have probable cause to search some of those farms, and some of those farmers
not to search. Were they sketched though?
Well, some dogs. Smelled the farm equipment
and
some of the equipment the dogs were like
uh-oh
yeah and okay. Like this is back when they were and it was their search dogs and then they had the cadaver dogs yeah. at the end because at that point
you're looking for
a body yeah it was 40 degrees it's not like someone's yeah. gonna survive that anyways so well, the dogs maybe. Were not able to search some of the farms because the farmers had to give consent and a few of the farmers did. But some of the farmers were like, no, I don't need police trampling my area. This is how I make money. Sure. Which I can understand
that.
Yeah, because at first you're like, what the fuck? And but then you also, hear the reasoning and you're kind of like, you know what, though?
But, and that's their right.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yeah. It's their right. It's how they make their livelihood.
Yeah.
It's how they, you know, do stuff. And people are like, well, you can go without corn. It's like, no, some of the people, you... that's how they support their family.
Yeah.
So I can kind of understand them not wanting their shit to get trampled. But
Okay, I changed my mind. It wasn't aliens, it was a farmer. An accidental farmer. But I think in my mind the farmer fed him to the pigs.
There were no pig farmers.
Well, you know what, Kim? This is my theory.
Well, Danae's theory is always the right theory. But it's just kind of like,
oh my god, that's crazy though.
To this
that
day,
they, like, smelled stuff on the equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a how is that not probable cause to search your property?
It's just a dog.
But also, I mean,
it could be animals too.
Exactly.
It's cadaver dogs.
Do they know, like, do they distinguish between human cadavers and animal cadavers?
I don't really know, but that actually would be good to know.
I feel like they are trained specifically for human remains, right?
Yeah. What I do know about search dogs.
Yeah.
Because I actually know a bit about search dogs. Yeah. People think all dogs are trained. I'm not going to get into what kind of dogs I know about for drugs, but there's specifically, like, let's just say, like, I'll pull out something dog. Bomb dogs. Dogs at airports are not fucking drug dogs, guys. They are bomb dogs. Yeah. Fun fact. Everyone is like, drug dogs found me. I'm like, you're a liar. They are trained on 76 different scents that could be comprised of a bomb. So I'm guessing cadaver dogs probably, like,
they could probably do specific.
Yeah.
Although I feel like there are some stories, like, I'm trying to, like, think where, like, the dogs did hit on, like, a dead animal smell.
Cars.
But it was like, oh, wait, that,
like,
it was an animal.
Hunters. Yeah. Because sometimes
have, like,
they found cars that somebody, like, took a deer.
Right. And then also I feel like there's stories where people, like, killers have, like, used animal remains almost as, like, a decoy,
mm-hmm.
to be like, oh, they'll hit over here, when really I've, like, buried this person over here.
Well, and they're like, oh, the dog smelled the steaks. That's what they're picking out, not, like, the person.
Right.
So, to this day, he's never been found. They never found his phone. They never found his car keys.
That's
they
so
found
crazy.
His glasses. They've never found any remains of him. And something really sad was, Brandon's mom was like, I don't think he's going to be found in my lifetime.
Aww.
And his sister was like, I don't think he's going to be found in my lifetime either.
That's so hard. Like, how do you deal with, like, how do you even, like, wrap your head
you
around that? How do you,
answers.
Like, how do you grieve and mourn when you just have, like,
no answers? Well, a lot of people were wondering if he, you know, like, a lot of the stories are like, oh, did he start a new life? Did he go?
I don't buy that. For what?
I don't think so either, because he had plans. He was seeing friends.
Yeah.
He had what he was going to do in school.
Yeah.
He had no reason to, like, leave.
Yeah. I feel like people who start their life over are, like, people with, like, mad secrets. Or like, oh, I was a spy and now I need to start my life over because I've lied to everyone. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not, like, 19 being like, yeah, better start my life over.
Yeah,
like,
my parents
what?
Are paying for school, I should leave.
Yeah,
like, no.
No,
I don't know.
I don't,
but it's just
one.
They I tried to find the number. If you know anything about Brandon, it's the Lincoln County in Minnesota. I tried to find the number, I couldn't find them, but just, like, let them know if you know anything, or, you know, and also if you ever feel like you're gonna disappear, just let the police know that you're disappearing, and so your family doesn't look for you. You can do that.
Yeah.
You can be like, I'm disappearing.
Don't
search
for me.
Don't look for me. Just let my parents know I'm not dead. But yeah, that's the story of Brandon Swanson, and it's so, the fact that they didn't find anything other than his glasses is just
weird.
So weird. The oh shit is kind of also like a.
And the glasses were, like, intact, right? They weren't, like, broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, what?
So somebody,
like,
saying
he
took
by
them
a car,
off.
Like, I feel like, you know, they'd probably be like.
They were in the car when they found them.
No, I mean, oh, yeah. Huh.
But the doors being open is weird, too.
Weird.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
The whole thing doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, I don't know.
Because he was on the phone with this.
Or you're just like, well, but this, and then.
And then you're like, well, but this also.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any, like, it's hard to piece it all together.
Yeah, and I don't really know what theory I go with, but I really think he might have been drunk. And I know they said they didn't think he was drunk, But just
I think he was drunk before he called his parents. 30 minutes,
yes, 100%. Being 30 miles away from like where you think you are when you grew up there, it's not a new area for you. If it was a new area, I'd say he's just a case of lost, but like 30 miles off of like
that's really far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
if you know anything, Lincoln County in Minnesota.
I hope they find some answers. I hope they have answers. That's so random. And like,
at least in his parents' lifetime, so they're not wondering the rest of their lives, like, what the fuck happened?
Right? That would drive me crazy.
Insane. And it's been 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's insane.
Wow.
But yeah.
Good story. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a
crazy.
It's a mystery. I like to talk about the stories because, like, you know, with Brian Schaefer too, we still want answers to that one.
Yeah.
Now for Brandon Swanson, we want answers to that one. Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Huh.
But yeah, we will post pictures of, you know, maps and a picture of him and everything and what he was wearing that night to our Instagram or Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
If you have any stories that you would like to share with us or you think that we should cover, we're open to suggestions. You can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Or if you want to tell Danae her dusty blue dress is very pretty, you can also tell us there. It's a dusty blue. It's very, it's pretty. Yeah,
dusty.
But like, dusty blue is like, it's, well, maybe it's more teal. I don't know. Either way, it's a great color for you.
Thank you.
But we're also on TikTok and Facebook, and that's also Mysterious Mavens Pod. We kept it simple for everyone. We've kind of kept the same name across. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you. It makes our week when we do hear from people.
But yeah, until next time, self-care yourself.
Yeah, self-care for yourselves.
Bye.
Bye. Fine, Brandon Swanson.
Seriously, what?
It's weird.
So weird.